Chapter 5, Killing the Demon Balmasura. Once upon a time, there was a terrible demon named Balmasura. He always tried to make as much trouble as he could for all the demigods. Once, he stole a special umbrella from Varunadeva's throne in his watery kingdom beneath the sea. Another time, he stole the magic earrings of Aditi, the mother of the demigods. He also kidnapped 16,100 young princesses from their father's palaces. Finally, he took Mount Meru away from Lord Indra, the king of the demigods. Lord Indra was so disturbed, he left his heavenly kingdom and went to Lord Krishna to ask for help. Of course, Lord Krishna was happy to help save the demigods from the demoniac Balmasura. He flew with his wife Satyabhama on the back of Garuda to Pragnyatasapura, where Balmasura lived. It was not easy to get into this city. Outside, there were four forts with many soldiers guarding four sides of the city. Then there was a wide and deep water canal all around the city, which no one could cross. Next, the whole city was surrounded with electric wires, which no one dared touch. There was also a wall of poisonous gas called Anila, which would kill anyone who breathed it. Then there was a network of sharp barbed wire made by a demon named Mura. There were so many difficulties set up to keep everyone out. But Krishna still got inside. He broke all the forts to pieces with his club and scattered all the soldiers with his arrows. Next, he broke the electrified fence with his Sudarshan Chakra, flew over the water and the wall of gas, and broke the Mura demon's sharp barbed wire fence to pieces. When Krishna got to the city, he blew his conch shell very loudly and broke the city walls with his wonderful club. When the sleeping Mura demon heard Lord Krishna's conch shell, he woke up and came running out to see what had happened. He had five heads and had been living in the water for a long, long time. The Mura demon was as bright as the sunshine and as angry as blazing fire. His body was so dazzling and bright, it hurt anyone's eyes just to look at him. He came out of the water, waving his sharp trident and whirling it around and around. He rushed towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Mura was so angry and terrible. He looked like he was ready to swallow up everything in the three worlds. All of his five faces roared like lions. The roaring was so loud that it could be heard all over the world and even way out into outer space. Lord Krishna took two arrows and cut the demon's trident into little pieces. Shooting more arrows, Krishna cut through the Mura demon's five mouths. The angry Mura demon began to beat Krishna with his strong arms. Quickly, Krishna threw his Sudarshan Chakra and cut the demon's five heads off his body. The demon fell down dead with a loud splash into the water, just like a mountaintop falls into the ocean after being cut down by the thunderbolt of Lord Indra. This Mura demon had 7 sons. They showered Krishna with sharp swords, arrows, and tridents, but they did not know just how strong he was. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, cut all their weapons into little pieces with just a few of his arrows. All the demons fell down with their heads, legs, arms, and thighs cut off, and all of their soldiers were sent to the superintendent of death, Yamaraj. Then, out of the city, came the angry Bhamasura demon with many elephants and soldiers. Krishna was on the back of his eagle Garuda, high up in the sky. He looked like a blackish cloud in front of the sun and glittered like a bright flash of lightning. Garuda also beat back the demons, horses, and elephants with his wings and scratched their heads with his claws and sharp beak. The elephants ran away from the battlefield. Soon, all of Bhamasura's soldiers lay dead on the ground. All of their horses and elephants fell with them. Only Bhamasura stood there, left alone to fight with Krishna. He tried to stop Garuda from beating away his elephants, but Garuda was a special bird. When Bhamasura was beating him, Garuda felt no pain because he was much stronger than Bhamasura. Then Bhamasura reached for his sharp trident, but before he even touched it, Krishna cut off Bhamasura's head with his sharp Sudarsan Chakra. The demon's head with shining earrings and helmet fell down onto the battlefield, and all of his relatives cried. But all the devotees and demigods were very happy to see such a demon killed by Krishna. The demigod showered flowers upon Krishna, and everyone happily talked about the wonderful way Krishna had killed the terrible Bhamasura demon. At that time, the goddess of the earth, Bhumi, came before Lord Krishna. She gave him a wonderful necklace of Vaijayanti jewels. Then she gave him the magic golden earrings of Aditi, which Bhamasura had stolen. She also brought out Varuna's special umbrella and another valuable jewel. Then the goddess offered her prayers to Krishna, who is the master of the world. She fell down at his lotus feet and began to speak with great love and devotion. "My dear Sri Krishna," she said, "you are the Lord in everyone's heart and carry the conch shell, disc, lotus, and club. You are the Lord of all the demigods. Please accept my humble obeisances. For your devotees, you come here to bless the earth in so many ways. Now you are here as the son of Vasudev. You have come especially to kill demons like Bhamasura and to protect the devotees. You are the Lord of all and are the cause of everything in the whole world. My dear Lord, Bhamasura was my own son, and his young son, Bhagadatta, is very disturbed and afraid because his father has just died. So I have brought him here to serve you. Please bless this boy, because his father was a very sinful demon." Krishna, heard the prayers of Mother Earth and gently said to her and the boy, Bhagadatta, "Do not be disturbed. I always protect my loving devotees. When you serve me, you will never have to be afraid of anything anymore." Then Krishna went inside to take a look around Bulmasura's beautiful palace. He found the 16,100 very sad young princesses. Bulmasura had taken them away from their father's homes and locked them up in his palace. Oh, but how happy they were to see the smiling face of their beloved Lord Krishna, who had finally come just to save them. They all paid their respectful obeisances. How long they had prayed for Krishna to marry them and take them away from this miserable prison. Krishna knows everyone's heart, and he agreed to marry all of them. He gave all these princesses lovely new silk dresses and golden jewels. Then he sent them in special palanquins to go to Dwarka for their marriage. Krishna also sent to Dwarka many chariots, horses, jewels, and other treasures from the palace, and 50 white elephants, each with 4 tusks. After sending his 16,000 new wives to Dwarka, Lord Krishna and Satyabhama went to visit King Indra and Sachi Devi at Amaravati in the heavenly planets. Indra and his queen welcomed them very nicely. Krishna gave back the umbrella and earrings which Bulmasura had stolen from Varunadeva and Indra's mother, Aditi. Before they went home, Satyabhama took a nice parijata tree and put it on Garuda's back. Once, Narada Muni had given a parijata flower to Rukmini Devi. Satyabhama had always wanted one too. Krishna had smiled and said to Satyabhama, "Why are you asking for only one flower? I will get you a whole tree full of them." Since parijata trees grow only on Lord Indra's heavenly planet, Indra wasn't very happy to see even one tree go down to an earthly planet. But Krishna took it anyway. As the parijata tree came to the earth, the wonderful smell of the flowers also came. Then the heavenly swans followed to find the wonderful smell of the parijata perfume and honey. In this way, Satyabhama and Krishna went back to Dwarka carrying a heavenly parijata tree. When they returned to Dwarka, Krishna married the 16,100 girls he had sent from the palace prison of Bulmasura. By expanding himself into 16,100 forms of Krishna, all 16,100 princesses married the same Krishna at the very same time, all in different palaces. Only Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, could do such a wonderful thing. Krishna gave each queen her own palace to live in with him. They had thousands of maidservants in every one of them. Every day, each of the queens used to welcome Krishna personally as soon as he came into the palace. In each palace, 16,108 queens would each give him a seat on a comfortable couch, offer worship with the aarti ceremony, wash his lotus feet with Ganges water, offer him betel nuts, and massage his legs. They fanned him and offered him sweet-smelling oils and flower garlands and fixed his hair nicely, gave him a place to lie down to take rest, helped him get his bath ready, and fed him very wonderful things to eat. All the queens loved Krishna so very much that they served him personally and very carefully.